Last week in Eretz Yisrael, we read Parshas Bahaloscha, and I read a very interesting question in the Sefer Baharevna, and I saw a beautiful answer and a very powerful message that came along with it. Here is the question. There was a Jew, a wealthy Jew, who had money to give to tzedakah, and he wanted to donate a ward in a hospital. And the two wards that he had the opportunity to donate were the ophthalmology ward and the fertility ward. And he wasn't sure which one would be, which ward would be the best ward to donate to. So he presented the question to Reb Zilberstein, and Reb Zilberstein presented the question to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky gave the following answer. He said that when you look at the Mishnayos in Psachim, for the five different vegetables that are acceptable for Maror, and the five different grains that are acceptable for Matzah, the first one on the list, which is Chazeres by Maror, and Chita, wheat, by Matzah, are the preferred items to be used. And then the list goes on, and the second choice, and the third choice, and the fourth choice, and the fifth choice. And therefore, anytime you see a list in the Gemara, or in the Mishnayos, there's a pecking order. The top, and then to the bottom. So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if you look at the Gemara in Nedarim, and Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us there are five people that are considered to be dead. Who are they? And there's a list of four. Number one is an Ani. Number two is a Metzera. Number three is a Suma, a blind person. And number four is Misha Ein Lebanim. So this is the order of who is dead. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what do you see from here? That somebody who can't see is considered to be more dead than somebody who doesn't have children. Therefore, we know, based on different halachic sources, actually he quoted a Mishnah halachas, that life-threatening illnesses take precedence over non-life-threatening illnesses. So you see from here that since a blind person is considered to be more dead than somebody who doesn't have children, Mamela, Reb Chaim Kanievsky recommended that a person that he donate to the ophthalmology ward, which enables people to see, and not to the fertility ward. And that was the question, and that was the answer. Now, Reb Chaim Shulevitz writes about this Gemara, about the four levels of people that are considered to be dead, and he explains what's the pshat. Why is it that an Ani is more considered to be more dead than a Mitzayra, and then a Suma, and then a Misha Ein Lo Banim? Why is that? So Reb Chaim Shulevitz explains beautifully that an Ani has no ability to give. To live is to give. An Ani who has nothing to give, so he's the most dead, because he's nothing to give. A Mitzayra, he may have what to give, but obviously he's out of the camp. He's outside of the machne, and therefore he doesn't interact with people. So even if he has, it's going to be very, very hard for him to give. A suma may have what to give, but again, it's very challenging for him to see what people's needs are, and it's very challenging for him to have that opportunity to give. And somebody who's ein lo banim, so obviously he's able to give to other people, but what's missing is the most natural form of giving, which is a child, which is having children and raising children. So each one, the Ani, the Mitzora, the Suma, and the Misha Ein Lo Banim, they're all in terms of levels of what? Their ability to give. Obviously, the Ani has the least ability to give, because he doesn't have anything to give, and the one that's considered to be least dead is the Ein Lo Banim, because in essence, he has the opportunity and the ability to give, just not in the most natural sense. So what you see very clearly from Reb Chaim Shulevitz's explanation of the four levels of being like a dead person, it's all about giving. And I think this is a very powerful lesson, and that is that the more a person gives, the more he lives. And in life, we go through life oftentimes, obviously we're naturally selfish people. We naturally look out for ourselves. But Reb Chaim Shulevitz and the Gemara Nedarim is teaching us that in order to really live, a person has to be one that gives. And how does this relate to this expression? Because we know that after Miriam spoke negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu, she was stricken with tzaras. And the pasuk tells us, "Al na ti kemes." Don't be like a dead person. It says Rashi, "Al na ti achosenu zu kemes." Our sister should be like a dead. Why? Shamatzora choshev kemes. Matzora is considered to be like somebody who's dead. So the lesson for the Shabbos is to be a person who gives and to live, always seeking and yearning to try to find opportunities to give to each other. Have a great Shabbos.